episode of the Binge Buzz in 2026. I'm, of course, joined by Coach Benj. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Holidays go well. New Year, Christmas, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Enjoyable to spend it with family. So, yeah, it was nice.
Well, glad to hear that. And, of course, you guys have a game tonight against Lawrence Central. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes, though. But let's talk about kind of what's happened since our last episode, because it's obviously it's been a little while, break-wise and all of that. I do just want to, well, let's turn our first attention. I want to go to this Ben Davis Holiday Classic. And I really want to talk about kind of the rotations on both sides for you, for both games, that is. First, you go into a game like that against, you know, Blue Circle City, where they're a newer program and, you know, haven't really historically, you know, faced a lot of good opponents yet and whatnot, and still are just starting out. So did you kind of have a game plan in the back of your mind that could, you know, who you might play a little extra minutes and whatnot?
Well, we didn't know a whole lot about them when they got in the tournament. We had a team drop out the last second, and they wanted to be in it. So we didn't know a lot about them. And once we learned a little bit, you know, they didn't have the experience and to go against us. So we knew we wanted to play a lot of people, a lot of our younger people that hadn't got as much playing time. But we didn't have a set rotation or anything because in reality, we didn't know how they respond or if they had players missing or whatever. So once we found that out and we were able to get some of our players that hadn't been playing a lot of playing time that game.
Yeah, and then, you know, also I assume you mentioned that how you played a lot of people there. Your top scorer for that game against the Cyclones was Aubrey Wade. Talk about kind of her performance on, what was that, it had been Saturday morning maybe? Pardon me if I have that day correct. I think it was right. Saturday though, wasn't it?
Yes.
So Saturday morning, you know, talk about that performance from Aubrey Wade and then kind of the leading factor back into your game against Jeffersonville. How you kind of did your rotations, knowing that you had another game to play as well later on in the day. So you couldn't just, you know, play each other their exact minutes, how much you wanted to play them and not wear them out too much. So did that also play in effect your rotation at all, knowing that you had another game later in the day?
Not really, just because we wanted to get the younger players playing time. That was the most important thing. And, you know, I could see where you'd think that, but I don't you know, at that point, first of all, Aubrey Wade, you know, Aubrey's got a lot of physical ability in it. She needs to get experience, and the more experience she can get, the better. I think she showed a little bit about what she's capable of doing in the future. And, you know, I think she had 21 points and 8 or 9 rebounds, almost had a double-double. So good for her. And then I thought Leighton O'Connor played very well also. I think she was in double figures for that game. So I thought that game helped those two in helping maybe giving them some confidence in what they can do.
And I want to kind of just talk about this incredible streak you've been on the last couple of games. And you guys, you know, before that game against the Red Devils, you won 6 in a row. You are now, in your last 10 games, 8-2. What has kind of sparked this big streak for you guys? And you guys obviously above 500 now, sitting at 8-7, still 0-1 in the MIC. You got a big game in the MIC tonight. So how are you going to use your advantage not only tonight, but how do you think your momentum has helped you, garner wins throughout the last couple of games? Because you get a win against this person, then it just keeps piling on and on and on.
Well, I think I always said that we had an opportunity to be a good team and needed experience, needed to play well together. So that's part of it. The first part of our schedule and our last part of our schedule, we play state-ranked teams game after game after game. And, you know, we were playing teams that maybe weren't state-ranked. And so that gave us an opportunity to sort of develop some things and get us confidence also. But we got some good players, good people, and we just want to keep developing and keep getting better.
And let's go. I want to pay attention here to the game, the two games specifically that we had right after the last episode of the Binge Buzz, I believe. You guys won against Attic 66-59 and won against Zionsville 50-44. Those are both pretty tight games. It's not like Blue Circle City where, you know, it's 85-11, or even if we look at a game like Park Tudor, which was 59-36. How have you, what is your coaching style to, you know, the ladies out on the court when it is those closer games, and how can you keep looking to close those close games out for your victories? Obviously, we saw a close game on Saturday where you lose by one. So how can you do better to close those games out, and what can you do that has stayed stable, you know?
Well, each game is different, but the most important thing in close games is maintaining your composure, having confidence in yourself, and that you can make the right play. Yeah, those two games, I thought, against Addix and Zionsville are two quality teams. I thought those were two nice wins for us and helping build our confidence. So that helped. And, you know, the more experience we can get, the better we're going to be.
100%. And now, looking back, you guys have already played your opponent tonight in Lawrence Central. You've already played them once this season, back on December 11th, so getting close to about a month ago or so. They have an incredible player over there in Lampley, obviously. How can you look to kind of shut her scoring ability down? And then also Butler, those two had a combined 35 on you guys last game. 35 of the 56 came from those two. And also a team that you've kind of placed, you know, in your played in your recent memory. Does that help at all on the scouting report and kind of not just seeing what you've seen on maybe film from them, but you've been able to experience and see it firsthand what kind of their game plan has been and what how they play? Are they, you know, they press hard, you know, what kind of defense they sit into? So a little bit of a double question there. How can you shut down those two ladies? And then also, you know, seeing, you know, meeting a team earlier on, how does that help facing them later?
Well, it goes both ways. It helps them, it helps us, and that we've seen each other. They have three outstanding basketball players, and all of them are seniors. So they're very good. Lampley is obviously a major D1 player going to a major D1 school. So, you know, they're very good. So you want to make everything tough for them. So I don't think you shut them down, but you make it difficult. You make them have to earn everything they get. And if you do that, then you got an opportunity to have some success at the end of the game.
So on the flip side, one last thing about LC, then we'll move over back into a earlier pass break and this upcoming game on Friday. But we talk about how you guys have been kind of on a red hot streak a little bit, you know, eight wins in your last 10 games. You were on that nice little 6-game winning streak. On the flip side, the Bears started off really hot as well, 9-0. I mean, they started as good as you can get, obviously, undefeated, no losses. But the last five for LC have kind of been a little shaky. They're 2-3 in their last five. How can you, on the flip side of you guys building great momentum, how can you use kind of their last couple of losses to your advantage and maybe try to hurt their confidence even more by making them 2-4 in their last 6 games?
Well, and everything that happens, it's how you respond to it that's most important. And, you know, after we played them, they got beat by Roncalli in the county, and then the other two teams that beat them were very good basketball teams. I mean, I think Pike is one of them, and I think one is an out-of-state team that I understand is a nationally ranked team. So, you know, those were good teams that they got beat, and, you know, if they learn from it, then they're going to be a better team when they play us. So we'll just have to see. But, yeah, I mean, even though they've gotten beat by quality opponents, and I think they have their whole team back. When we played them, they had one player that played against us but wasn't at full strength. So we're expecting a very good Lawrence Central team tonight.
Yeah, and let's look forward to this Friday, your opponents, North Central, and kind of talk about them. They're just 3-8 this season, not obviously a great start for them. And they've kind of struggled when teams are putting up a high amount of points against them. They seem like they can't really handle it that well. So how can you use that to help you win? And also, how have you? What have you liked from the offensive efficiency in the last couple of games that's led you on these wins, that's helped you get these high scores? Obviously, you have that low score in the tournament there, which was, I believe, 36-24, if I'm not mistaken. So a bit of low scoring there. But besides that, it's kind of been a offensive, you know, scoring all around for y'all. You know, you guys have surpassed 50 in pretty much almost all your games this season, besides the first couple of, which, you know, just getting started out and stuff. So what have you liked really in the last couple of games from your offensive efficiency side?
Well, first of all, offense takes a long time to get going when you have a new team, and, you know, we're starting to make better decisions. And, you know, even the game that was, like you mentioned, was very low scoring, Charleston, we got ahead by 10-12 points, and they just didn't come out and guard us, and we pretty much just sort of held the ball the last quarter, so that's why that score was so low. Yes, offensively, we're doing better. You know, I think something, I think we've lost three games since Warren Central, Cathedral, Lawrence Central, and then Jeffersonville. And we looked, and in those three games, we've only shot 36% from the free throw line and made something like 26 less free throws than our opponent. So, you know, that's something that we need to be more efficient. We've talked about it before. From the free throw line, you get fouled, it's supposed to be a free shot, and if we hit those free throws, we win all three of those games. We don't even have to hit all of them, we just have to hit 55-60% of them. So we're doing some better things offensively, but, you know, still there's lots of room for improvement.
Yeah, and you just stole, I had the next question lined up and you stole it. But let's touch on that free throw percentage. One of the main reasons you did lose against Jeffersonville was because of the free throw percentage. Kind of, I mean, obviously it's got to be frustrating, but what kind of are you saying to your to the ladies when you're like, okay, we've done most things right tonight. You know, we've hit a nice amount of shots from the field. We've played good defense. It's just, man, if we could have had even two free throws would have been a 1-point win. So how kind of, what's the message there, not to get them too, you know, not to get their confidence down about the free throw percentage, but also you got to coach them up and be like, hey, we have to hit these free throws. It's got to happen.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to dwell on it too much, but facts are facts. I mean, it's just, you know, we hit more free throws, and, you know, some of the people that miss them, you look at what they're doing the next day and they're hitting 10, 12, 15 in a row in practice. And so, you know, they just need to get the confidence, get in a rhythm, and believe that they can make them in game situations. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things that happened. Last Saturday was a very disappointing loss. We've done a lot of good things. We got someone in foul trouble. We missed a couple layups that could have extended the lead. We did a lot of things that where we could have won the game. Then we committed a lot of fouls, and we got a quick foul. And I think Jeffersonville went to the free throw line 30 times in that game. So, you know, those are things that, you know, you're doing so many good things. Let's just clean up a few things and then be a very good basketball team.
And let's touch on this tournament real quick before we end this episode. You guys win the tournament, obviously. Leia Sulzer gets an MVP. Shania Curry makes one of the all-tournament teams. What did you like a lot about those games in that tournament, and what led you to winning it?
Right, well, you play three games in about 30 hours, if not only that, so it's a very short turnaround. So this team need to have success, so it was enjoyable that they were able to bring home a trophy and played some quality basketball. So I think the more that our players believe in themselves, I think then that's going to keep building as the season progresses. Now we turn around after that and then play some outstanding basketball teams down the stretch, and we got to take what we learned from that tournament and apply it to some of these better teams that we're playing.
Well, with that being said, Coach, good luck tonight against Lawrence Central and Friday night against North Central, facing both the Centrals this week. So hope your Giants can improve to what would be 10-7. So hope. Oh, there we go. Mike, that was weird. That was interesting. But yeah, hopefully that can happen. And best of luck on those games. And thank you for joining me today, Coach.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. And hopefully you had a good vacation. Good luck on this next year.
Likewise. Thank you, Coach. We'll
where it began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.